And we're going to return now to the breaking news this morning. 14 people are dead after a shooting at a movie theater in a suburb of Denver. There were several dozen more hurt. The shooting occurred during a showing of the latest Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises. We're going to go now to Ben Marcus, who's with Colorado Public Radio, and he is on the scene in Aurora. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So bring us up to date on what we know happened, please.
A single gunman entered the theater at 12:30 this morning, released some sort of explosive canister. Witnesses report hissing sound, gas emerged. The suspect was wearing a gas mask, also had a rifle and another weapon, and then opened fire, killing 10 people in the theater. Four others that were sent to other area hospitals were also killed. 50 more were injured.
Obviously, a horrendous moment, completely unexpected.
It was completely unexpected, indeed. I think there were three theaters showing the Batman premiere at the time, all next to each other. One theater after another, 6, 7, and 8, I believe, theater. And so witnesses in one theater reported seeing gunshots coming through the wall.
Coming through the wall during a Batman movie.
Yeah, I can imagine that it must have been incredibly hectic given, you know, how loud and action-packed that movie could be.
Now, police do have a suspect in custody. Do we know anything about him or precisely how he, you know, carried out this attack, what he was wearing?
So he was wearing a gas mask, apparently. He had a rifle and a handgun as well, besides the explosive canister. He's a 24-year-old male from Aurora here, which is a suburb on the east side of Denver. He apparently intimated to police officers that he may have an explosive device at his apartment in a North Aurora apartment building, which has apparently been evacuated. He also said that there may be an explosive device in one of the cars in the parking lot of the mall theater area. So the parking lot has been cordoned off as well while police searched that.
So he appears to be acting alone. Do they know that?
There were reports that there may be a second gunman, but that hasn't been confirmed.
And then, so this, in a sense, might be ongoing, as you described it, with the
weapon. Yes. Early on, we heard reports that police were searching for a second suspect, but I haven't seen any confirmation that there is a second suspect or any evidence. That wasn't brought up at the latest press release.
Well, Ben, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus, and we will be following this story of the deadly shooting outside of Denver throughout the morning. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.